This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, so I lead off hour number two the same way I led off hour number one. First, with a warning, because our show is nationally syndicated, this is Wayne Allen Root, by the way, because our show is nationally syndicated by USA Radio, which is based in Dallas, Texas, if there is a power blackout, we could switch to a best of Wayne, just as we did yesterday about halfway through the show. We got through an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 40, I'm trying to remember. I think it was about an hour 40. So it was almost 2 hours of the show, and then we had to switch the last few minutes of segment and hour number two and the entire hour three had to switch to Best of Wayne, and because they lost all power in their building. They're in a big multi-story skyscraper in Dallas, Texas, and all the power was out. Today the power's on for the moment, but if something were to happen and there's a rolling blackout, then we're going to have to switch to Best of Wayne. So just letting you know, we think and hope we'll get through all 3 hours. It appears to be okay. But you don't know. And the second way I opened hour number one was to talk about Rush Limbaugh and to really memorialize one of the great men of all time as far as the conservative movement is concerned. Rush Limbaugh's wife, Catherine, announced his death on the radio today. She came on the radio with millions of people listening. He died at 70 years old from complications of lung cancer. And she opened up the show by saying, "I, like you, very much wish Rush was behind this golden microphone right now. Welcome you to another exceptional 3 hours of broadcasting. For over 32 years, Rush has cherished you, his loyal audience, and always look forward to every single show. It is with profound sadness I must share with you directly that our beloved Rush, my wonderful husband, passed away this morning due to complications from lung cancer. As so many of you know, losing a loved one is terribly difficult, even more so when that loved one is larger than life. Rush will forever be the greatest of all time. Rush was an extraordinary man, a gentle giant, brilliant, quick-witted, genuinely kind, extremely generous, passionate, courageous, and the hardest-working person that I know." Pretty amazing stuff to have your wife come on the radio and announce to the world with that message that you have died, you have passed away. Great man, Rush Limbaugh, 70 years old, single-handedly revolutionized the medium of talk radio, making it into conservative talk radio, commanded a daily audience of millions. Opened up his final broadcast of 2020 by thanking his listeners and supporters for supporting him through his career and his health struggle. He knew it was all over. I mean, I heard his last words in that very last broadcast of December 2020, and it sounded like a man who didn't even think he'd be back for 2021. And so he knew the end was near, and yet, when he was on the radio, he sounded like nothing was wrong. How he did it, I have no idea. Again, that's a remarkable person. You know, there are some people who just have a remarkable ability to perform, to entertain, to educate, to empower, even while they're sick, even up until the last minute. Rush is obviously one of those. You know, it's been a few times in my life. I'm not a person, thank God, knock on wood, who ever really gets sick. But there's been a couple of times in my life when you do a lot of TV and a lot of radio every day of your life. There's going to be some day where you're sick. And I've always had the ability that no one ever knew I was sick. If I didn't say anything, they would never, ever know. And that's not just radio. That's television. I could be sick as a dog, and you would never know it. But the minute the TV camera goes off and I'm done with my show, I'm just so sick they have to cart me off almost in an ambulance. I've had that happen. Had that happen many, many years ago. I got very, very sick with a bad case of the flu like 30 years ago. That's probably the last time I've had the flu in my entire life, 30 years ago. And I still got up and did my TV show. And nobody had any idea. Then when the show was over and the light went off on the camera, I almost fainted and I felt like I was a dying man. It was terrible. But I managed to block it all out when the camera came on. And Rush had that amazing ability, while dying of lung cancer, to do 3 hours of radio and sound fantastic. Sound like the old days. You would not have known he was sick if he didn't say anything. So an amazing guy and one of my heroes. And as I said in hour number one, you know, I aimed to replace Rush or to be the next Rush or to be something like Rush all the way in the late 1990s. He's the reason I'm here, sitting here today, is because of Rush. I didn't aim for anybody else. There are lots of great talk show hosts out there. Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin. The guy I aimed for was absolutely always Rush Limbaugh. And he's the reason I became a talk show host and became a big conservative media guy, was Rush Limbaugh. And it's kind of amazing to think about that. Nobody knew that I was a big conservative. Everyone knew me as the king of Vegas sports gambling in the 1990s and the early 2000s. Nobody knew that the love of my life was conservatism and conservative talk. And the reason that was the love of my life was Rush Limbaugh. So that just gives you a little insight into what the guy meant for me. He meant a lot. And he talked about me several times and quoted me several times on his show. And it was very much appreciated. And our condolences go to his wife, Catherine, who announced his death on the show today. She must be just feeling so sad. And as all of us are, when we lose someone we love, it's not just because you know, because it's Rush Limbaugh. I mean, take the average person, take someone whose husband is a small business owner or a unemployed bum or a garbage man. It doesn't matter. When you lose someone you love, it's terrible. And when you spend a lot of time with someone and share a bed with them, it's terrible. But when it's a celebrity like Rush Limbaugh, maybe it's extra terrible. It is extra terrible because he was a bigger-than-life celebrity icon. And it's hard to ever, you know, when you've been around someone like that, it's hard to ever get used to the silence again. I'm sure Rush was, you know, at home bigger than life as well. So Rush Limbaugh, rest in peace, my friend. God bless you, Catherine. We send our best wishes and our condolences and our prayers. Newt Gingrich called Rush one of the conservative movement's great heroic figures. He said he had that middle American down-to-earth sensibility, and he's right. He was born and raised in Missouri, and Rush, to the very end, had that same kind of common sense and common sensibility that people have in the Midwest. You know, and there's some people like that. You know, it doesn't matter how much money they make, how big their career gets, they always remain kind of the same middle-class person in their thinking. And that's what I've always tried to do. I've always tried to be the son of a butcher. No matter what happens to me, I'm always my father's son. You know, my father was a butcher. And I try and think like him. And he wasn't just a butcher. He was a butcher for many years. And then he bought, started up his own small business, his own butcher store. So I'm always trying to think like a blue-collar, working-class butcher and also the small businessman that my father became. You know, I always try and take care of small businessmen and women. And I think I'll always think like them. And I'll always be from Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. Here are the 20 greatest quotes ever from Rush Limbaugh. Let's run through a few of them. Let me cut all the way to number one, because that's a great one. What about feeling sorry for those who pay the taxes? Those are the people no one ever feels sorry for. They are asked to give and give and give until they have no more to give. And when they say enough, they're called selfish. See, and that's been my whole theme of my life. So that's why I loved Rush so much. Him and I think the same way about that. That is absolutely my theme in life. It isn't greedy to want, you know, I've said this 1,000 times in 1,000 speeches. It isn't greedy to want to keep more of your own money. It's greedy to want to take someone else's money that you didn't work for. That's the definition of greed. People who want to lower taxes because they want to keep their own money, there isn't anything greedy about that at all. It's your money. So Rush said it this, you know, in a different way, but he said the exact same thing. Rush also said, you know why there's the Second Amendment? In case the government fails to follow the first one. Love it. Rush said, progress is not striving for economic justice or fairness, but economic growth. Again, in the end, when you cut right to it, the very things that liberals call radical, white extremism, conservative extremism, far right, those are the words they used to describe me. Those are the words they used to describe Rush. I'm a mainstream Republican conservative. That's all I am. And 99% of the time, all I ever talk about is smaller government and letting people keep more of their own money and capitalism and small business and how do you make more money? How do you make the economy grow? There isn't anything extremist about any of that. And Rush Limbaugh was always talking about the exact same thing as me. He says the world's biggest problem is the unequal distribution of capitalism. If there were capitalism everywhere, you wouldn't have food shortage. You know, these are the things Rush talked about. There's nothing extremist or racist about any of that. Liberals have to go so out of their way to paint us as racist because there's nothing we talk about that's racist. It's all about making more money and keeping more money and making us more important and government less important. That's all we talk about. Rush Limbaugh said, let me tell you who the conservatives are. We love people. When we look out over the United States of America, when we are anywhere, when we see a group of people such as this or anywhere, we see Americans. We see human beings. We don't see groups. We don't see victims. He said, end results that work that don't involve government threaten liberals. Rush said, no nation has ever taxed itself into prosperity. Morality is not defined and cannot be defined by individual choice. I'm not opposed to the protection of animals, but the best way to do that is to make sure some human being owns them. I'm not quite sure. That's the only one I don't understand. I have no idea what he's talking about. I mean, does he mean humans own a dog or a cat? I'm not sure what he means by that one. But all the rest of them, I love. He said, I'm convinced that a lot of people simply don't know what's available out there and how it is possible to find a job and work your way up if you're willing to accept responsibility for your life. I know what it's like to be on the bottom. I've been broke. I've been fired 7 times from jobs, and I don't even have a college degree. But I didn't blame anyone else for my problems. I knew that if I didn't try to solve them on my own or with the help of friends or family, no one was going to take care of me. Right? That's kind of what I always say. If it's to be, it's up to me, I always say. One of my favorite sayings, if it's to be, it's up to me. I've never counted on a government in my life. Rush Limbaugh, one of the greats, with a lot of great ideas. He said, for government to give, it must first take away. All right, Rush Limbaugh, dead at the age of 70. Rest in peace, Rush. We love you. Our hero. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for sure. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. you'll sleep well, or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. A few more great sayings from Rush Limbaugh. Here we got to the meat of some really good ones. The people that make this country work, the people who pay on their mortgages, the people getting up and going to work, striving in this recession to not participate in it, they're not the enemy. They're the people that hire you. They're the people that are going to give you a job. It's funny, Rush and I sound exactly alike on all these topics, and these are mainstream beliefs. He says, now what is the left's worldview in general? What is it? If you had to attach not a philosophy but an attitude to a leftist worldview, it's one of pessimism and darkness and sadness. They're never happy, are they? They're always angry about something. No matter what they get, they're always angry. And then he says liberals always exempt themselves from the rules that they impose on others. Oh, is that true? Liberals are the biggest hypocrites I've ever seen in my entire life. And every single thing they impose on others, they lie and cheat about. And COVID-19 was the best example of that. Think about all the liberal governors who were caught, you know, out celebrating without a mask on, eating without a mask on, drinking without a mask on, while they demand that everyone else wear a mask or you get fined or you go to prison. They're always exempting themselves from the rules they impose on others. And then finally, here's two of the great ones. Bigot, a person who wins an argument with a liberal. Well, that's, I've always said, what's the definition of a racist? Anyone winning an argument with a liberal. So kind of an offshoot of that one. And then finally, this might be my favorite of all time. From Rush, liberals measure compassion by how many people are given welfare. Conservatives measure compassion by how many people no longer need it. And I agree wholeheartedly. Rush Limbaugh, one in a million. Never be another one. Great job. This show is sponsored by ASI, Asset Strategies International, our latest sponsor. ASI is short for Asset Strategies International. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. For some strange reason, even while it's clear that Biden's going to bankrupt this country 100 times over, bankruptcy squared, Gold and silver have been down in the last few days. And gold is the lowest it's been in a few months. So I see that as a great buying opportunity. I hope you do, too. This is a great moment to buy gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Zero. So let me repeat that. They're in business 39 years, serve 20,000 people, and they sell $5 billion, and they have zero complaints. Last year, gold saw record gains of 25%, and silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states by the billions, by the hundreds of billions. The debt is going to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy gold and silver is now. And the owners of ASI, you can trust them. They're close personal friends of mine for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. I've got 16 years of friendship and 16 years of ornaments on my tree. Sent each year a new ornament from Michael and Rich Checkin, the owners of ASI. So my tree is decorated with their ornaments, and I thank you guys. And we finally decided, hey, after all these years, why are you not sponsoring my show? Yeah, let's do it. Well, they're on now. So to receive a free consultation and a free one-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase, all you do is mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show or you're a fan of war, and you got it. Call 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or visit assetstrategies.com. So other news stories, well, actually, I don't want to leave the Rush story yet because I want to talk about all the liberals celebrating the death of Rush Limbaugh. Here's one who says Rush Limbaugh has died at 70, and let's see what the answers are from his fans. Getting the tour in hell as we speak, there's one. Another one replies, finally. Another one says, not a day too soon. Another one says, good riddance. Another one says, well, this will get me suspended, but my first words were, oh, thank God. In other words, first words upon hearing Rush was dead were, oh, thank God. Another one says, I don't want to say anything bad about Rush since he's gone. Rush is dead. Good. Hell just got fuller. These are all liberals replying to a liberal journalist. Wow. Another one says, it's easy to make fun of Rush right now, but it's also important to remember he also brought a lot of people a lot of joy by dying. This is what the liberals say when a conservative passes away, conservative and patriot icon and legend passes away. And all I've ever done is said nice things about liberals that die.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says aggressive workup to vaccination numbers are starting to show results. Zins also saying some states have lost ground on vaccinations due to severe winter weather.
You know, the weather's having an impact. It's having an impact on distribution and deliveries from the delivery companies and the distribution companies. People are working as hard as they can, given the importance of getting the vaccines to the states and to providers.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is promising more power is coming to the state, telling reporters earlier today a coal-fired plant and nuclear plant are online, which will help those who can't turn on the lights.
More than 2,000 megawatts, which will provide additional power for about 400,000 homes.
USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA, otherwise known as Vertical Research Advisory, VRA. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street as a money manager for the elite and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies. And then in 2003, he left. He said, I cannot do this anymore. Wall Street doesn't care about the average small investor, the average guy or gal. They only care about the super wealthy. I want to take care of the average person. So in 2003, Kip gave up his career, founded VRA, his daily investment economic newsletter, and his VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for about 19 years now, just about 19 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. And let me tell you, the guy is amazing. He's also got something called top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. So it's a very cool newsletter. I open every day with it, start my day by reading his thoughts on the economy and jobs and the Fed and the stock market and good investments and real estate. He's an amazing guy. And for the first time ever, he's done this with the Wayne Allen Root Show. You get a free two-week membership to check it out. So take advantage of it. 2 weeks free. VRA, Kip Herridge, his website's VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com. Tell him Wayne Root sent you, and you get 2 weeks free to check it out and pay absolutely nothing. VRAinsider.com. All right, so I've got a special guest with me. He's my old college classmate, Columbia University, class of 83, Mark Berman. He's a trial lawyer. His political and legal commentaries have appeared in many major outlets. Mark Berman, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
How you doing, Wayne?
Been a lot of years.
It has. They've gone fast.
All right, so Columbia College class of 83, you've produced a music video on how the average person can defeat cancel culture and preserve free speech. Tell us what it's all about.
Sure. The name of the video is Free Speech, Five Ways You Can Preserve It Against Cancel Culture. The way I got to it was, I mean, I'm a lawyer busy with my practice. I do music on the side. I have a hobby. I make music videos of general music, nothing to do with politics, because I've had a music career also. Anyhow, what's going on in this country is I don't have to tell you, especially, it's just outrageous in terms of people being canceled. I mean, I remember back in college, I had a professor, a total leftist, and you know how many there were at Columbia.
They were all
a total leftist. I disagree with the guy. We would have arguments, specifically about, let's say, Israel, and he was very anti-Israel. We'd have very spirited arguments, but you know, at the end of the day, took the class, he gave me a good grade, didn't hold it against me, there was no cancellation, there was no effort to expel me or anything like that. Nowadays, from what I see, you know, a conservative usually can't even speak on a college campus.
Correct.
So, question is, what can we do about it? And I don't think there's any lack of will. What I think you have among the general public is a lack of inspiration. In other words, people know what they want to do. They know what they want to say. But they're scared. And, you know, courage is the least common virtue, it's been said. Not everyone can be you. I mean, you're out there. And you're fighting the fight. But the average person, I think, needs a little bit of inspiration. So that was my point with the video. I took patriotic music. I took patriotic posters and art. And I welded it together. I added some lyrics to the battle hymn for the Republic. And I'm hoping that what it'll do is give some people the courage to go out there and do very simple things. I'm not talking about attending rallies or picketing anything or anything of that nature. Just very simple things that everyone can do to oppose cancel culture and ultimately to defeat it.
You know, it's interesting because I think one of the reasons that liberals do well, and by the way, considering that they have Hollywood and they've got media, and they've got mainstream media, and they've got social media, and they've got all the teachers, and they've got all the college professors, and they've got almost all the lawyers, and the legal profession, and the judges. It's amazing we, as conservatives, do as well as we do. But still, the reason liberals win when they win is because of Hollywood. So it's very important that, you know, that kids, especially, who are impressionable, you know, they get indoctrinated with videos and TV shows and popular themes. And so it's good that you do something like this, because it's all about the visual medium. I'm someone who believes very strongly in seeing is believing. It's got to be a visual medium. People want to see something, and they want to be part of something that has a lot to do with mainstream popular culture and celebrity. And so it's good that you did something like this. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. I agree with you totally. That's, again, part of why I did it. You're totally right. We've got the ideas. They've got the culture. And unfortunately, sometimes the culture wins, and we've got to fight back against that. So that's the whole point. And, you know, people can do it. I mean, it's really simple things. It's basically not being intimidated. And if you don't allow yourself to be intimidated and you do speak up, they're not going to win.
So let me ask you a question. We're talking to Mark Berman, a fellow classmate of mine, Columbia University class of 83, trial lawyer. So do you consider yourself a conservative? Are you an outspoken conservative, or is that not the definition that you would use?
I lean conservative. If you wanted my ultimate philosophy, it's a pragmatist. I believe that all the greatest ills in history have been caused by people putting ideas, sort of disembodied ideas, into practice without thinking about the consequences. So I think, I mean, and the guiltiest parties in that regard are obviously the left wing. I think conservatives tend to be more practical by nature.
Yes, I will say I'm common sense. I mean, that's what I am more than anything else. I'm a common sense businessman more than I am even a conservative. Everything I talk about is capitalism and business and how regulations and taxes get in the way of our ability to make money. And if we don't make money, then you can't hire people. If you can't hire people, people don't have great lives. You know, working for government and getting a government paycheck or a welfare check is not as good and not as fun as being a successful person in the private sector. So those are the kind of things I talk about all the time. But the reason I brought that up, Mark, was just to ask, you know, what it's like to be a lawyer. You know, to be a trial lawyer and be either conservative or lean right, I assume you're like one of very few in your world, yes?
Yes, and I'm ashamed of the American Bar Association, because you have, for example, President Trump's lawyer, his house was literally vandalized.
I was just
talking
about
one of them.
Yes.
Literally vandalized. And do we hear the ABA? I mean, maybe you've heard it. I haven't heard a peep from the ABA.
No,
I think that's an absolute disgrace. We have a long history in this country of lawyers taking on unpopular causes, starting from John Adams, who I'm sure you know, represented the defendants in the Boston Massacre trial.
Right.
And going on to the present. And it is a disgrace. And, you know, all I can do is, my work is not political, honestly, in my litigation, what I do. But, you know, I write, and I don't, you know, I don't care, frankly. I think I'm similar to you in this respect. I don't really care what they say. I write what I write, and I try to tell the truth, and that's all you can do.
I was talking earlier in the show, and I didn't even realize you were going to be the guest. You know, this is how talk radio works, is my producer, Andrew, books all the guests and puts them down and then sends them to you. And when I open the show, I haven't even looked yet at the guest, because the first guest doesn't come until about 35 minutes into the show. So I hadn't even looked yet and seen you on the schedule. And somehow I got on the topic or the tangent of Trump's lawyers and how they were treated so badly. And I mentioned the fact that, you know, look, lawyers represent murderers. Lawyers represent mass murderers. Lawyers represent accused rapists and people who've done heinous things. And I never, you know, I never heard the Bar Association not defend those people. And yet here, for defending Trump, you're supposed to lose your career and your house gets graffitied and your kids can't go to school anymore. I've never seen anything like this. And as a Jewish person, I happen to be Jewish by birth, it just reminds me, again, nothing compares to Nazi Germany. I get that. There's no such thing comparing to a 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust. But the beginnings of the very beginning roots, excuse the pun, of Nazi Germany, where they took away your free speech and they demonized certain people and they couldn't hold jobs. And they, if there had been an internet, they wouldn't have been allowed to be on Twitter and Facebook. This is starting to remind me of like 1938 in the very beginnings, or it reminds me of communism in the Soviet gulag. Very scary.
You're right. And I'll tell you another thing, which is that the precursor to all this, what issue in the media were they gaslighting for years? What issue were they covering up and not reporting the truth on for years? It happens to be the state of Israel. You would have rocket attacks against Israel
right.
for a month. No one would
right.
cover it. Israel would respond, and all of a sudden, it's Israel is bombing the Arabs.
Right.
And this went on for years, and this was they got away with it. And I think that was kind of, it always says, you know, it starts with the Jews but never ends with them.
Right.
And they got away with it, and that's exactly what they do now every day. Every day on the news, and it's amazing if you, I was watching the trial, and okay, I saw, and the Dems were caught red-handed doctoring evidence.
Right.
Cut to CBS News, not even discussed.
Right.
Not an issue. It's literally reading Pravda every day.
It's propaganda. By the way, let me throw in one good thing about Israel, even a step further than what you said, Mark Berman. When Israel gets hit by rockets and Israelis die, and Israel responds, they respond by dropping leaflets on apartment buildings and say, please leave, because we're about to bomb your building, and you have 10 minutes to get out. That's amazing. No one's ever done something like that in the history of warfare. And yet, Israel gets condemned. They're trying to save lives of innocent people, and they still wind up getting condemned by the United Nations, which is filled with Jew haters and killers and torturers and abusers. Quite amazing. Mark Berman, fellow Columbia grad, class of 83. Good to hear. I've got a fellow right-winger with me, Mark. God bless you, man. Thanks for all you do.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OceanSalmon, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited. Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. T-V-E-R. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
So here's the...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne's supposed to be... Oh, I was getting ready to roast you.
I'm here.
Live here on Radio Siberia, Chris and friends. All right, back to Wayne. He's
all
back.
Right, I'm here. What was I, 2 seconds late? 2 seconds.
Hey, I like punctuality. That's how this show goes. Remember, you taught me that.
All right. So, listen, the entire first 2 hours have really been dedicated to the death of Rush Limbaugh, one of the great icons and legends in the history of conservatism and conservative talk radio, and the guy who made this industry what it is today. Without him, there is no conservative talk radio. So thank you, Rush, for everything you did, and our prayers go out to you and your family. I pray you're in heaven as we speak right now, looking down and saying, you know, wow, it was a great run. What a great life I had. Only in America, right? He was a billionaire, I think. Actually, while I'm talking, look it up for me, Chris. Put net worth of Rush Limbaugh and see what comes up. He certainly was a half billionaire. I guarantee he was a half billion or more. I mean, only in America, right? Where else can that happen? For talking 3 hours a day, you're worth a half billion or $1 billion. I believe Rush was in that neighborhood. And God is great, and America is great. And as Don King used to say, only in America, right? Only in America. What a great life. But the evil leftists...
Hey, Wayne.
Yep.
I got your number already.
What's the number?
As of 2021, in the year of his passing, by the way, may he rest in peace, Rush Limbaugh was worth $600 million.
There you go. And so I was reading off some of the things that liberals said about him, and most of them were just, you know, disgusting and wrong and rude and offensive and just terrible things to say about someone on the day they die. But they just have no class. Liberals have no class, and they're vicious and vile, and they can't ever change that, and they can't help themselves. And they're willing to publicly showcase their viciousness and their vileness. It's amazing. Comedian Paul Tompkins said today, if I had to say something positive, I guess I'm glad Rush Limbaugh lived long enough to get cancer and die. TV writer Mike Drucker said, it's easy to make fun of Rush Limbaugh right now, but it's important to remember he also brought a lot of, he brought a lot of people a lot of joy by dying. Young Turks host Cenk Uygur said, the idea that you say artificially nice things about people after they die is weird. I've never understood the logic of it. Rush Limbaugh was a terrible person while he was alive. He made a living by attacking the powerless. His death does not in any way change or redeem that. Wow. Musician Phineas wrote, feeling very sorry for the people of hell who now have to deal with Rush Limbaugh for the rest of eternity. Crooked Media host Aaron Ryan, I don't even know what Crooked Media is, but it must be some sort of podcast, said God has canceled Rush Limbaugh. Political analyst Jared Yates Sexton declared, Rush Limbaugh was one of the most harmful and poisonous people in the modern United States of America. His pursuit of wealth and power hurt untold numbers of people and wrought incalculable damage to politics as public good, society as a whole, and the planet itself. These people are all crazy. I mean, there's nothing else you could say except they're insane. Trending on Twitter about Rush's death, rotten hell, good riddance, rest in piss. I never even heard a saying like that in my life. Terrible, terrible thing. Terrible thing. But I think he was a legend. I think he was a hero. And, you know, this is why America is so divided. I saw an article the other day about the division in America, and it talked about 20 years ago. I think it was right about 20 years ago. When they, you know, I think it was Pew Research always, every year, polls what are the top five issues in America to conservatives and liberals. And 20 years ago, we had the same five top issues, liberals and conservatives. We just had different solutions for them. But everyone agreed on what the top five issues were, which must have been economy, the jobs, you know, jobs, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe it was mobility. You know, people being able to get better jobs and move up in the world. We all agreed on what the top five issues were. We just didn't agree on how to solve them. Today, fast forward to today, and there's no agreement. I believe now it's zero issues we're in agreement in the top five. When liberals say the top five are climate change and letting more people through the border, you know, and conservatives say the top issues are taxes and regulations. Liberals couldn't care less about taxes and regulations. They don't pay any taxes. They don't own a business, so they don't know anything about regulations. It's all different. What are the top five issues for me? There's not one issue that's in common with a top five issue for a liberal. But it's interesting to know, 20 years ago, we had the same five top issues. Or if I'm wrong, maybe, you know, because I'm remembering the article by memory, it might be that 20 years ago we had four out of the top five that were in common, and then we each had one different one. It might have been that. It might not have been all five. But now it's zero. And that's not good for America. We're a horribly, horribly divided nation. And if you could say the things that I just read when somebody dies, that's sick. I'm sorry. I mentioned in hour number one, you know, Harry Reid has stage four cancer. If he died tomorrow, I hate the guy. I hate his politics. I hate everything he stands for. I hate what he did under Obama and for Obama. I hate what he did to Mitt Romney. Lied about his taxes and helped defeat Mitt Romney. Total liar. And I hate that he's a corrupt man who got, in my opinion, who literally made millions of dollars, became a multimillionaire, one of the richest men in the Senate, even though he got to the Senate with nothing. He was a two-bit, broken-down lawyer with a crappy office, tiny, crappy office, and all of a sudden he becomes a congressman and then a senator, and he's suddenly rich on $175,000 a year. How'd that happen? And yet, if he died tomorrow, I would only say nice things on the day he dies. I would say he's the most powerful politician in the history of the state of Nevada. And for a boy who grew up in Searchlight, he sure did go far. What a great country America is. That's all I would say. Liberals are the most classless, vicious people ever.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.